All right, we got the thing figured out. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, April 30th. This is the fifth try at this episode for the last day of April, which means we're going to have a smoking day, right? I don't know how that correlates, but that's what it's going to be. A lot of frustration. Five tries. Vocal fry, microphones, everything. Crazy. Nuts. All right. Yesterday, no episode. And we did have the free pick posted on our Patreon.com site, score projections over there. And it was a loser. So if you don't subscribe over there, free or otherwise, you missed out on a loser. Good thing, I guess, huh? So we didn't have an episode a week ago or something. And then we followed up with two episodes. These days blend together. Who knows, right? And both of them won. There was two episodes of one and the other. So maybe that's the other sign, if you believe in patterns. Another winner here. And finally, on the stream of consciousness on winning, this is an NHL bet, and we have won 8 out of the last 9 NHL plays. It's an NHL play tonight. What is it, you ask? Stop blithering and blathering. Let's get on. All right. Parlay. No totals involved. Two teams. Carolina to win. Boston Bruins. +1.5 on an alternate puck line. -139. Half unit. Boom. Done. Now, I will tell you this. It's a one-unit play if you're not playing our other plays, meaning premium plays. We have action on both of these games in separate fashions and different types of bets. So if you're not playing those, this is worth one unit. Now, 139 is a little pricey for a parlay. You know that if you've been listening, we very seldom have anything close to that. Plus money or very slight favorites is what the goal is. And we have a couple like this, but not often. But there's really not any way to change this bet drastically. Well, you do drastically, then your price is going to change. But we don't want drastic. We want Carolina just to win. And they're at home playing the Islanders. It's a closeout game. Carolina won the first 3, lost in overtime in the 4th game. They should finish it off today at home. They're not going to. It's not going to go back to New York. This is over today. Now, again, there's no unicorns. You can't guarantee anything, but, you know that. They're going to win today. Okay? Second leg, Boston at home. Same order of business, but we're giving them 1.5. So maybe Toronto gets lucky. Toronto is a team that, of course, is just horrible. They haven't been to the Stanley Cup since the Civil War, the United States Civil War. They don't care about that much up in Canada. They're going to be done today. Auston Matthews for Toronto is in a kind of an iffy status. Travels with the team. He'll probably play. He'll probably strap up one skate if he has to. But listen, they're done. Boston is going to finish it off tonight. But just in case, we're going to give them 1.5 goals. Just in case. And we'll take that at -139. So I guess if you really needed to get rid of that minus money big, just take the money line on both. You'd be at plus money then. But I like to win. And if we do lose this, it's probably not, it's 139. It's not the end of the world. So I got to cut this short. Good luck.